G'day, mate. How you going?
Pretty good. Start of the week.
Why can't I hear myself in my ears?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Volume was off.
I can't either.
You're not plugged in.
You're listening to Mad Cow Confessions with Shannon and Selena.
Strap yourselves in. We're in for a wild ride. So we're going to mix things up a little bit this week.
Okay.
We're going to go into the confessional first up.
Oh.
Because there have been some sinners.
And are we talking a lot of Hail Marys?
I'm thinking so. No, it's not really a bad thing. It's just a naughty confession.
They're just cheeky.
Yeah. So we're just going to, I'm going to kick it straight off with old mate from Dublin, Ireland. An international. Ooh. Love it. The confession. About 4 years ago, I had a one-nighter with an American girl in Dublin. Does that mean that your dick was Dublin in size? Before we got to the hotel, I asked her if there was something she really wanted to do that other guys wouldn't let her. Sounds like this guy is a bit of a naughty boy. I think he wants to try out all the wild stuff. She said she wanted to peg a guy. I was against it at first. But when she explained to me that the male G-spot is up in the bunghole, he didn't say that. That was
your interpretation. I was like, he didn't say bunghole.
I was against it at first, but when she explained to me that the male G-spot is up there, and when it's massaged, it makes you orgasm 3 times harder, I couldn't say no. She's going back in 2 days. I'll never see her again. So I agreed. We bought a strap on and went to the hotel. Well, that's nice that they went out and bought a fresh, thing. And I guess over there, sex shops are open all the time. So after a night out, just, hey, had a few drinks. Let's go on in.
It's already getting loose.
Yeah. Let's explore. Ooh. Explore each other's bodies. I was so nervous. I thought I'd dominate her first, but she pushed me onto the bed and told me to turn around. The way she looked at me, I didn't think it would end well. So I did what she said. All in all, it was a great night and I would recommend any guy to try it at least once. We ended up doing it 3 times and found out it's true. You do orgasm way harder, but use a lot of lube. I could hardly sit down on the bus going home. Wow, man. You're a trooper.
That's a doozy.
3 times in one night on a virgin bunhole.
Good on him, though, you know?
Ouch. And then having to get the train the whole way home.
Lucky that it's you can stand up, so he doesn't have to sit down. Is it not?
No, he said he was sitting.
Oh, wow. Keen.
Oh, he could hardly sit down.
Hardly.
I don't blame you, mate. No. I take it once and I fucking can't sit down for a month. 3 times in one night. Fucking let us know what lube you use, mate. Must have been all right.
Isn't it funny, though, like, it does hurt at first, but then once you, like, really get in there, it does give you a really good orgasm.
Yeah, 100%. It's just, like, the easing into it. You got to take it slow.
Very slow.
It's like old Bob the Builder. Left a little, right a little, okay, straight down. I replied back to him, and then, what did he say? He said, might even be a good topic to discuss. What do you guys think about pegging in general? I think a lot of guys do it or want to do it, but are too scared of being judged or called gay. I've told girls I like it, and sometimes they think I'm gay. Being pleasured has nothing to do with whether you think men are attractive or not. So what do you think about the idea of pegging?
I never with a strap on, but I've had a few partners where, you know, I've definitely stuck the old finger up there or, you know, tongued around a little bit. But it's funny the response. Like, I feel when, you know, the guy's sober, he's like, oh, I'm never doing that. And then you get a few drinks into him or illicit substances and they're like, ooh.
Loosey goosey,
go for a dive. And they always enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't pegged anyone personally, per se. I can understand, like, where he's coming from when he says, like, the girls think it's gay. Because many, 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 many years ago, when I was just a teenage pup, and I was dating this guy, one of my ex-boyfriends, and he asked, he didn't ask. We were just in the shower, and then all of a sudden, he stuck his finger up my bum.
Up yours?
Yeah, and I automatically, because I was so young and, like, I was just fresh, lost my V-plates.
Yeah.
I'm like, this motherfucker's gay. He's talking. In my defense.
He wants my butthole.
In my defense, he did end up exploring those other options.
Did he know that it was your butthole when he went up there?
Yeah, because his dick was in my pussy. It was just a finger. But yeah, no, I know a few girls who are into it and really like to dominate like that. I don't think that was something that Eric would be
into,
jumping up and down for. But
No. But I definitely encourage like a little finger or a little lick in the butt for guys. I definitely think like...
But don't forget the courtesy wash. I cannot stress that enough.
No. And also, like, I don't know what we're living in anymore. Guys shouldn't have a hairy butt. Like, your butthole should not be that hairy. You know, trim it.
They are.
I know they... I'm the single one.
I'm surprised the fucking shit can find their way out of some of them. I know. It's like peeking through with its hands, like, oh, where's the toilet bowl?
I know. I'm not sure. Guys did not get the memo, maybe.
But, you know, it's 2021. Gotta
nearly 2022.
Keep it fresh. Oh my god, it is. But that actually reminded me of a story from a friend of a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
He was out on a night out. I think it was in Brisbane. And again, he was hooking up with this Sheila. They were going home and she's like, look, you know, I'm into some crazy kind of stuff. Didn't really go too far into it. He's like, okay, I'm drunk. I'm gonna go.
Whatever.
She's fucking hot as shit. I'm gonna just go for it. Get back to the apartment, her place, and her bed is completely covered in black plastic.
Oh my god.
And on the bed, she's just got all different, like, anal beads.
She had
and...
this all set out before she went out.
Oh yeah, she was going out to fuck.
Damn.
Girl was prepared. She understood the assignment. But yeah, she had anal beads and vibrators and whatever laid out on the bed. And he got there thinking... Oh, sweet. She's going to let me do shit to her.
I'm going to get to like, rip into this girl.
Wildest dreams.
Oh.
And then she's like, nah, son. That's for you. And at first he was kind of shocked and, what do I do? I'm at this girl's place. I don't really want all these fucking things shoved up my ass.
But she's hot.
She's hot. So he went with, like, fuck it. It's one night stand. Never going to see this chick again.
Yeah.
Just go for it. So she ended up plugging him up with some anal beads. And then had him go on the bed. And, like, she fucking ripcorded it like a lawnmower. Pulled him out. But it makes him shit immediately all over the black plastic. Yeah. And then he gets up freaking out because he's just shit everywhere. And he's like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And she's, like, on the bed rolling around.
Rolling in it?
Yeah. In this fucking turd.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like...
Did he leave her there?
Yeah, he like fucking left. He footed it out the door. I'm like, could you imagine, like, if that happened to you?
No, I don't know what I'm so polite that I'd probably stay.
You'd stay?
I don't know.
You'd probably give him a fucking sponge bath afterwards.
Yeah, probably.
Do you need me to clean that for you?
Yeah. I just would be so awkward that I wouldn't know. I couldn't leave.
I couldn't leave. I have to fucking stick around for the smell.
Yeah.
See what she's going to do next.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
I couldn't.
How does that, like, how, but also.
Man, if I'm wiping my ass too vigorously and my finger breaks through and I get a bit of gunner on my finger, I'm about to spew. Could you imagine rolling around in somebody else's shit?
Nah. Or did he have a healthy meal before? What kind of food did he
eat? He wasn't prepared. It was just a one-night stand after a night out.
Oh, it would have been rain.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Early mornings, the old after bog grog.
Ugh.
After grog bog, after, I shall say.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
But you know what? Not here to judge what anyone else is into. It's disgusting, but I'm not here to judge.
Yeah. No judgment at all. What the fuck, man?
Holy
she God. Needs some Hail Marys. She needs to join us in the confessional.
Yeah, she needs Hail Marys, for sure.
Oh, God. That gives me goosebumps.
I can't, in my head, picture why you'd want to roll in someone else's.
But props for being prepared. She didn't want to get her sheets dirty.
What? Absolutely. And maybe that's why she only does half her Hail Marys, because she was prepared.
No, she does them all.
She does them all. She'll rip the next lot of
her knees will be sore by the time she finishes praying.
That's probably what she wants.
I fucking bet it is.
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah, so full on.
Well, it's exciting times for we've got some fun stories of the buttholes.
Do we?
Well, no, those two there. That's just
oh, they were.
They were fun.
Yeah, Let's leave that in the past. Not the pegging, the lawnmower. The ripcord. I don't know what you call it. Scary. So we posted a video today on Instagram and TikTok about the single first relationships, like farting in front of each other kind of thing. And I was super high the other day, and because I hadn't smoked in a very long time, and I had one little puff of the good stuff. And sometimes I write myself notes in my phone, and I'm just trying to read back through them now, and I can't make any sense of anything. But I found this one, and it just said fart transplant, which I remember what that was about. And then there's another one, and I'll just read it. And so these are my inner thoughts when I'm high. Was in the shower with Eric the other day. He grabbed my ass. And as he grabbed my ass, it just let out a fart. I have no control over my body when I smoke. So I farted, and we're in this small little shower, which now is a gas chamber. And I said, oh, be careful, you woke the beast. I said, don't worry, it smells like rainbows. As he's like fucking turning green and gagging. Then I'm like, if you're lucky, you might find a gold nugget at the end. That's just one of my notes I have here for myself. And then the fart transplant one.
Was that from like Masterminds, the movie?
Basically, if you've seen Masterminds, the movie, it's very similar to that. So the other night, and we went to bed early, and we thought, oh, you know, we'll give each other a nice little couple's massages.
I know, I did.
You noticed that we stole the bottle of massage oil?
Eric walked down, he goes, oh, where's the massage oil? I was like, oh.
Awkward. And then I looked
at Thanks, he was like.
Let's get it on. Anyway, so he gave me a massage, and I just can't stop farting. I don't know what's wrong with me. Maybe it's time for an enema just to clean myself out. But he'd been massaging me, and all the kneading and shit that he was doing was kind of like unsettling my stomach and really fucking, she was growling.
This is supposed to be a really sexual, romantic kind of thing.
Luckily we didn't light candles, mate. I would have blown the place up. But as I sat on top of him, like how I was sitting, so he was on his stomach, and then I, you know, sit on top
straddled
of his butt. Yeah, straddled him.
And no pegging happened
here. No pegging. But our assholes kind of perfectly aligned. So we were like connected. And then I just let out the biggest fucking fart. I couldn't hold it in.
Did you try?
No, I didn't try. Better out than in. But man, it made his ass cheeks look like he was trying to twerk. Like it was fucking powerful. And it was just like, it just reminded me that after
so
posting that video today. And then I like that because I put a poll up of it, like, do you fart in front of your partner or not? And we both clicked no. And I'm like, what a bunch of lying cunts. Anyway.
That's funny. That is very funny.
Do you want me to read through some of my other?
Absolutely.
One just says, poof, the magic dragon. Another one says, priest speech. I've touched many children. I know what that one is. I think that's one for another episode. I'll get into that. And then just weird shit, like walking through the jungle, green screen face bags, new TikTok trend. Don't know what that but yeah, just some weird things that go on in my head.
It was funny. I don't know what day it was. We'd come home from work. What day did you guys have a smoke?
Oh, fucks me.
Well, anyway, we'd come home and we walked in. Erica's sitting on the couch watching TV, and you're just jabbing away. And I said to Aiden, I was like, "Oh, they've had a smoke." I said, "How do you know?" I was like, "Oh, Shannon's stoked. She's so happy."
I get I'm very creative. It can go one of two ways. If I've had too much that I can't stand up, I need to sit down. And that's happened a few times, especially when I've had such a break and then come back. Like the other night, so our shower ever since we moved in, it leaks. Like, whoever built the shower forgot to put the waterproofing shit underneath, and the tiles are just sitting on the wood. And so the tiles are cracking, all the grout's cracking, and it's just seeping through the floor. So you can feel the floor. Scary. It's going to give way soon. Anyway, so after I had this smoke, we went up for a shower. It was like the floor was lava. Like, I literally stood on it, and I'm like, it's gonna fall. And I literally stood with one foot in one corner of the shower and the other foot in the other corner of the shower.
Keep it in mind, the shower is fucking half a meter by half a meter.
But I'm like, man, I'm going to fall through. And everyone's like, no, it feels fine. I'm like, man, we're going to fall through. I'm like trying to distribute my fucking 100 kilo ass across all corners of the shower. It was very scary times. But I was very productive.
Yeah.
You know, I made some beautiful bouquets of flowers.
You did. You've done some lots of cooking of late.
Of late? I cook every fucking day. Fucking slaving away over the stove. Yesterday was a big cooking day. I did a lot.
Yeah, it was funny because we went out on the Saturday night for Halloween, and I didn't really drink much, so I felt fine yesterday, just a bit tired, and we got to work today, and everyone's like, oh, so hungover yesterday, like, didn't even eat. I was like, that's all I fucking did. Yeah. I grazed all day. From the moment I woke up to the moment I went to bed, I was snacking all day.
It was a big, big eating day.
It definitely was. I don't even think if you made another drink, I could have drunk it.
Yeah, it was a big drink. Well, it was a big drinking day for me. I had 3 cocktails.
Did you have 3?
I think so.
Wow.
Maybe 2.5. I think Eric tipped out my margarita the first one. But yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
No, it was great. I loved it. The scones were fantastic.
Mm, best ones yet. You know the secret ingredient that I put in?
Tell me.
Guess.
Secret ingredient. Love?
Ugh. Yeah, spot on, mate. Fuck no. Club lemon.
Two. True. Club lemon.
Yeah, two, mate.
What's club lemon?
What do you mean? What fucking squash?
Oh, solo.
Solo.
Okay. I don't know what two lemon is.
Club lemon, you said two.
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
I've never heard club lemon. Solo.
It says it on the fucking can. Go and get a can of squash and it says club lemon.
Oh, yummy.
I think.
Fact check.
Yeah, don't quote me on that.
Yum. Okay. Mm. And I think for Christmas or your birthday, we'll get you some cookie cutters, hey?
Oh, thanks, mate. Because I just want to be encouraged to spend the rest of my life cooking for every other motherfucker.
But you do such a good job with it. I'm telling you now, if you were to sell your food, fuck, you'd make a killing.
Well, I already tried that before and I didn't. But my plan is, so obviously weed is illegal.
Yes.
In Australia.
It's not legal, yes.
But soon, like America's on board, soon Australia just copies. We're a sheep.
Yeah.
We just fucking follow America around.
It'll
soon, it's going to be. So I want to work on all my recipes for
if
when
you
it
need
is. So
trials.
Yeah, I know.
Try them out.
Oh, I'm all about trialing. Mm. But, you know, so I've just got to work on my oil to put into the cooking and then all my different brownies and cakes.
Yum.
Fucking booming business. I'll be set up, ready to go.
Could you make scones? Because those scones were delicious.
Well, yeah, probably.
Wow.
I can make anything, really.
That's true.
Whether it tastes good or not is another question.
We sit there eating dinner at nighttime. Curry's got fucking oil in it.
It's all about experimenting. But yeah, we didn't have a cookie cutter the other day and I was, you know, trying to cut these scones out. I'm like, oh man, I don't know how to do this. And then I'm like, fuck it. Just went and got a toilet paper roll, took whatever toilet paper was left off it.
That's what
and
I mean.
Then
you're
used
so
it.
Creative. I would never have thought to do that.
Oh, what can I say, mate?
Full of ideas. Were you high that day?
Unfortunately not. Ah. Yeah, I can't. Can't take that one from me, weed. That was all myself.
That was all me.
Yeah. But yeah, it was great size. They were like little snack canapé sizes. Mm-hmm. So perfect.
We had those couple left last night and we had finished doing the dishes, so we're having some. And there was 2 left. And so Adam's like, oh, we'll have one each. He just put the jam. He actually put cream on first and put the jam on top. And I was all looking at him. He's like, don't judge me. I was like, you don't eat it like that. And then I broke it in half.
You didn't even break it in half.
No, but get this, it gets better. I broke it in half and he goes, oh no, you can have both of them. I'm like,
I was going to, motherfucker. That's just how you eat a scone.
Yeah, I'm like, I wasn't giving you any more. You fucked yours up.
That's basic scone 101. Yeah. Actually, I...
jam first.
When I was having breakfast this morning, I went on live. It was kind of like one of those... What's that show that you call it?
Mukbang.
Mukbang.
You were eating and yarn.
It was a mukbang show. And not intentionally, but it ended up
just
like
that.
Just
happened that way.
And someone said to me, no, you've got to put... the cream on first and then the jam.
Mm-mm.
I tried it. It was awful.
No, it doesn't work.
It's like the jam needs to be spread out to moisten up the scone. The sweetness needs to be like distributed evenly and then a nice big dollop of cream straight in your gob.
Absolutely.
Perfect. People just don't know.
No.
And I think he was from England.
So like, come on, brother. You should know
better.
We actually had a rain day. Sorry, I just had a piece of cheese.
Stop being such a fat fuck.
I know.
We're trying to record.
We actually had a rain day the other day and we're talking. I carpool to work. And so three of us just stayed back and we were told just to hold off, not go to work. So we're just hanging at this little cafe and talking about like OnlyFans and custom content and stuff. And someone turned around and said, because I was saying like mukbang would be. You know, that's what I think we should do, get on live and eat. And then one of the guys turned around and said that his friend back home in Scotland, she gets on cam and she's naked and she eats and she gets so much money from it. And I'm like, there are two things that I love, being naked and eating. I could make money from that. My only concern is that I want to eat things so fast that I would just get third degree burns all over my body.
And there would be people into that as well. So go for it. I even said to people today on the live were asking whether we'd be interested in OnlyFans and whatever. I said, oh, look, for me, probably not. I think Selena, I think you could win her over. She's been talking about it a lot lately.
I think you could win me over.
If you just poked her a little bit more, you might see her up there.
I just wouldn't do what traditionally you think OnlyFans would do.
Yeah.
I would do that. I would just sit naked and eat or like just talk to myself or... something.
Well, what's new?
Exactly.
Just come around to our house.
Exactly.
I'll pay an admission fee.
Admission fee. Yeah, I think I just don't hear negatives from it. I know a girl who last month made like $15,000. $15,000 and she wasn't even like, she didn't even work heaps.
Fuck, that's all right.
$15,000.
Yeah, we're in the wrong business, mate. You know, a few years earlier, if I was still single, sure. I would have already been on there. I would have been a millionaire already.
She would have been the one.
You know I got no morals. But now I found them. My morals.
Isn't that funny how like...
they were in a hole.
They were...
very close down to hell.
Eric's brought them out of that hole.
Yeah.
I find like as I get older, my standards and like my morals have changed. I used to not give a fuck. I used to just like take my clothes off whenever or like if I had a wee, I would just wee in the street. Now I'm like, oh God, no, I'm not doing that.
That is a lie.
When was the last time I weed in the street?
Well, probably last weekend. I haven't been out with you.
It actually was Saturday night in the car park. I had the car keys off.
Don't bullshitter.
But I wouldn't just do like when we used to walk home from the Mad Cow, I used to just pop a squat where I was. Now I'm like, oh my God, I've got to hide behind the car.
Don't take much for you to be able to hide, mate. You're pretty small.
Just duck down.
Just squat down. Someone thinks you're a fucking rock. And then they accidentally come and piss on you.
The pee tray.
All aboard. Oh, fuck, man. I'm supposed to not sing this week. Can't help myself.
Toot, toot. It's hard not to.
It is hard. I think you need some Hail Marys.
I think so.
On that note, should we... have one last confession to send us off?
I think so.
We're back in the confessional because there's been some naughty kids out there. This one's come in because they were listening to our podcast last week and she was like, hey, I've kind of similar got a story where I've gone over and seen somebody, like flown hours to see somebody, and it just sparked a memory for her. Ooh. So... we'll start off with it. I had met a guy down in LA when I was traveling through America. He lived up in Canada at the time and had asked me if I would go up and see him. We really hit it off, enjoyed each other's company. We went out on a few nights, just out drinking and partying. We really hit it off, and I thought, why not? It could be fun. I'll go up, and, you know, I'm already traveling around at the moment anyway.
What did you got to lose?
Exactly. May as well just change the flight itinerary and head up to Canada and see what it's all about. She ended up spending 7 days.
Straight days?
That's a bit of a commitment. Oof. They must have had a really good connection.
Oh, he's got a really good dick.
Either or. But I guess Canada's nice anyway, so yeah, yeah. If it doesn't work out.
You got to see it.
Yeah. Anyway, ended up staying with him there for the 7 days. They'd go out, hit the partying really hard, doing cocaine in the car park of the nightclubs, and just getting wild. We're in a lift home one night after partying. There was me, my friend, and then some of his friends who were also like super hot. On the way home, we were just discussing sex lives and whatnot, and the idea of threesomes came up. The guy then asked if I'd be interested in having a threesome with him and his really hot, good-looking mate. At the time, I was still young and really unsure. I was kind of coked out of my mind, so I'm surprised I didn't go for it. But I said no. I really thought that we had a connection, and I didn't want him to think that I was some kind of a hussy.
Yeah.
Even though I just flew from LA to Canada. Good on you, girl. Like, yeah, you go for it.
Chase,
you
know, it.
Chase your heart. Follow your heart. Or your pussy. Whatever.
Yeah. Or your nostrils.
Yeah, or your nostrils. In Canada, you got to taste that white powder.
Yeah.
And so I turned it down. Then after I flew back home, and then even to this day, I regret not taking him up on that threesome with his hot friend.
Just to be like, I had the hot friend.
Yeah. Doesn't that suck, though?
Yeah.
Like when you...
This is why you just never regret things. Just do something.
Just do it.
Yeah.
It's called spreading the love.
True. All right. Well, that was some wild times for us.
Mm, that was a bit of a naughty one.
I hope you all enjoyed.
Yeah, I hope everybody keeps sending in. I'm really enjoying the fans' confessions.
Me too.
It's
it just kind of makes me feel a bit more normal and...
It makes me feel connected.
Absolutely.
To everyone. And, you know, we've gone up, I think we're in like 15 different countries now. So we've got people coming in from all around the world telling us their confessions. So
the
I can't wait to see what's next.
Me over. A couple of Hail Marys coming your way.
Yeah, I want to see who's the naughtiest country out there. Challenge is on.
We'll find you.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to jump onto our TikTok, Instagram, and follow us on Spotify. We'll see you next week.